Well, hello and good morning. And it is July 14th, 2014, and it is the beginning of our 2015 seminar year in Mary Kay. This is Senior National Sales Director Cindy Fox, and I am thrilled to be facilitating, is how I'd put it, these calls. London is calling you is our theme, and so our objective of these calls every week is to begin to think big, really big. I mean, bigger than you've ever thought before. And every single one of our featured speakers are big thinkers and big achievers. And I know you're going to be blessed and your lives are going to be enriched by these calls each week. And they will be every Monday except for Labor Day. Then it'll be on Tuesday that week through the end of October. So I hope you'll put it on your calendar for 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and then whatever time your own, Pacific Mountain, whatever, from then on, that you'll mark your calendars for that. And so I have asked my friend, Angie Burrows, who is originally from the UK and grew up about an hour outside of London, to be our presenter each week with her British accent. I could just listen to her all day long. And I want to tell you just briefly about her, and then she's going to introduce our featured speaker today. Angie was born in the north of England and grew up just in the southern part of England. However, she has moved all over as a military wife for more than 20 years and worked for 30 years as a registered nurse. She came to the United States in 2005 on a military exchange and decided to stay here in the U.S. because, and particularly, she said, to stay in Alabama because of the Christ-centered feeling that she had here in the South. So that was sweet, I thought. Anyway, she has two children, Vicky, who's 21 and married, and she has a grandson, Jacob. Then she has a son who's 17 and a senior in high school this year. She's very active in her church. She's a Stephen minister, and she works with 11th grade girls in a youth group, so y'all be sure and pray for her. She's been also been working with the elderly still in her spare time as RN, and the disabled up until just recently. Her senior director is Teresa Stewart, and her future national is Elizabeth Elder, and these are part of the Ruby Go Give area. She met Teresa through a customer appreciation, and Teresa offered her the opportunity. It was such a Christ-centered business that it drew her to Mary Kay because she wanted the ability to enrich the lives of other women. Her faith is very important to her, and when she had her first facial and as she walked away, she felt the Lord saying, I want you to do this, and I want you to use this Mary Kay opportunity as a tool to share the Lord. And it was a very powerful moment for her. And so before this opportunity, she became very passionate and worked this business and has helped a lot of other women through something called Mercy Ministries. So she's in her third month of DIQ and her final month, and her goal is to become a director by the end of this month so she can give more to people and be able to do more for women for the Lord, and so he can use her for his purposes. And so Angie will have to hit *6 to unmute herself so she can introduce our featured speaker today. So are you there, Angie? You'll have to hit *6, Angie.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cindy. Cindy has actually asked me just to share a couple of fun facts every week about England to you before I introduce our guest speaker. And I was trying to think of differences between our countries, and they are very different. And I think going to London is going to be just such a wonderful experience. My son says it's like the history books coming alive. The beautiful architecture and the quaintness of London just makes it something very special. But something that is very different is our food. You either love it or you hate it. We have a very international culture. We eat a lot of Indian food, a lot of food from different countries like you do here. But some of our traditional food is kind of strange. And it tastes very different. We have a lot less sugar in our food, and the dairy tastes a lot more creamy, and the cheeses taste are very different too. We don't actually have the eating out culture like you do here because the cost of living is so expensive, and we don't to find a fast food restaurant, you have to drive to find it. They're not on every street corner. But a couple of dishes that I wanted to just share with you that you could look up or try and guess what they are. They don't sound very appetizing, but they really are delicious. They're home-cooked, and they're definitely bad for the waistline, though. They're very fattening. Okay, so the first one is Toad in the Hole. Very difficult to think what that could be. Bubble and Squeak, Bangers and Mash, and Plowman's Lunch. They do sound very strange, and I'm happy to share what they are if you can't find them anywhere, but you'll find those in our pubs. They're home-cooked, and our pubs are not like bars. They're family places with beautiful gardens that we go and sit in with our families, often for Sunday lunch. So those are the places you'll find the home-cooked food. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to say for this week about England. I'm going to leave you with that thought. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest speaker today. Yvonne Lemon joined Mary Kay in 1996 and debuted as a sales director in 2002. Just 3.5 years after becoming a sales director, she reached the prestigious position of national sales director in March 2006. She has earned 8 Mary Kay career cards and is currently driving her 7th pink Cadillac, the 2014 NSD pink Cadillac Escalade. Yvonne would like to add, I have never, never, never made a Mary Kay career car payment. Her highest check with bonuses for 1 month has been over $35,000. In fact, Yvonne has earned over $2 million in commissions from Mary Kay Cosmetics. Yvonne and her incredible national area have reached Gold Circle status for 5 consecutive years in Mary Kay. Yvonne has a degree from Texas A&M University, and prior to Mary Kay, she worked as a newspaper journalist, nonprofit fundraiser, and was the executive director of a large trade group in Houston. She is married to radio talk show host Randy Lemon. Yvonne and Randy have been married for 15 years and have 2 super smart, wonderful kids, Randall 12 and Selena 7. Thanks to Yvonne's income from Mary Kay, they attend a private Christian school in Tomball, Texas. Last year, Yvonne's national area did over $4.5 million in retail sales. Her area is named the TNT area, which stands for Today, Not Tomorrow. Since becoming a director in 2002, Yvonne has earned a six-figure income in Mary Kay every year. Yvonne has always been a top director, with personal retail sales in 1 year of $650,000, $1 million, and $1.35 million. Her unit was ranked number 1 in the Emerald Seminar and number 2 nationwide in 2004. In 2004, Yvonne was crowned Queen of the Emerald Seminar, only her second year as a director. Yvonne also achieved all the new director programs and is a Dean List Achiever. Yvonne has earned 4 diamond rings totaling over 15 carats. Her prizes from Mary Kay include over $50,000 in cash prizes and more. Mary Kay has sent Yvonne and her husband on all expenses paid trips to Rome, Maui 2 times, San Francisco, Greece, and Crete, a cruise through the Baltic Sea, Austria, Australia, a British Isle cruise, Milan, Italy, Greece, China, and Miss Hawaii again. Yvonne was honored as the company's Miss Go Give recipient in June 2005, and she is featured in the company's marketing CD, Mary Kay, The Perfect Opportunity. Yvonne says she appreciates her Mary Kay business because it truly allows women to have it all, family, faith, and career, and most of all, life-work balance. Please join me in welcoming Yvonne Lemon.
Thank you, Angie. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I love your accent. I agree with Cindy. I can hear you talk all day.
Thank you.
I was in London. Thank you for describing those different styles of food. I've actually been to London before. My husband and I went to London for our London and Paris for our wedding, our honeymoon, and we got to go to the Chelsea Garden Show while we were there, and that was quite the event. It was really fun, and of course we traveled all different parts of the countryside and just enjoyed it so much. I love Indian food. I actually liked the food while I was there.
Great.
I liked it. I like spicy food, and I like, I remember being at breakfast, they had tomatoes and onions and mushrooms. I'm like, mm-hmm. I love all of this stuff. So I actually did like it, and I definitely like London beer. So we had a fabulous time, and I can imagine when Mary Kay sends all of these top directors on the top director trip to London that the food will be absolutely amazing and the accommodations will be amazing, and every tour will have every I dotted and every T crossed. So thank you so much for sharing that this morning. So, you know, I always like to start my morning with a little inspiration. So this morning I was in several books. Of course, I was studying my Bible, and then I was reading some books by Joyce Meyer, and then I ended up with one by ours truly, Mary Kay Ash. And so I want to start with her words, Mary Kay Ash. She says, there are four kinds of people in the world: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, those who wonder what happened, and those who don't know that anything happened. Those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, those who wonder what happened, and those who don't know that anything happened. Which one are you? You're going to be the one that makes things happen this year. And so thank you, Cindy Fox, for putting this call together and for asking me to speak this morning, because I'm so excited to share with all of the directors on the line, the new ones, the rookies, the seasoned directors, that it doesn't matter where you are right now in unit size, you can earn the top director trip to London 2015. So I want to take you back to when I was a new director, brand new director. I debuted on June 1st and went to seminar July 1 as a brand new sales director. And July 1, this is my very first full year as a director, I had a unit size of 55 people, and within 12 months had grown that unit to over 150 people and earned the top director trip as a brand new sales director. So it doesn't matter where you are. Everybody here on the line has a clean slate, can start fresh and make the decision to be on this top director trip. And I'm going to give you some numbers today, so I really hope you have a pen and paper that you go back and you can listen to this and write some of this stuff down. I want to give you some tips today on just really getting to the mindset of earning this trip, and I have 8 tips. The first one is you have to make the decision. You have to decide that there is that this is a non-negotiable goal. You've got to be on that top director trip. Now, I have to tell you this. As a brand new director, you know, coming out of DIQ, I had no idea what it meant to go, what was required to go on a top director trip. I just knew that that year was the 40th anniversary, and Mary Kay was sending everybody to Rome, Italy for the 40th anniversary, and I mean, it was the trip of a lifetime. And so I just went around, you know, when you're so new, like many of you, and, you know, you're just so green, right, and went around telling everybody I was going to Rome. I was going to earn the top director trip. And had no idea what it took. And then my senior director sat down with me, and I said, how do I get on the top director trip? And she was a top director. And she goes, well, it's $650,000 retail. And I'm like, okay. And I'm writing all this down. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. You know, how much is that per month? And, you know, we're writing these numbers down. And then she started breaking it down for me. She started saying, you know, $650,000 retail is really $325,000 wholesale. Well, y'all, this is how just naive I was. I thought it was $650,000 wholesale. Okay? So I was shooting for that, right? So she goes, no, $325,000 wholesale equals $650,000 retail. I was like, wow, really? And she goes, yes. And I go, so those $500,000 bar pins are really only $250,000 wholesale? That's it? See, you're thinking, oh, it has to be big, right? So she started breaking it down for me. She was like, it's $27,000 wholesale a month to earn the top director trip, okay? So we were in July like we are now, and, you know, I just came out of DIQ, so I was like, oh, I just want to rest. But, you know, if you rest, you rust. So you have to keep going. So I made the decision. I was like, you know what? The evidence may not be where it needs to be this month, but it's still going to happen, all right? So making the decision, I told everyone. I told my unit we were going to be a Circle of Excellence unit. I told my husband I was taking him to Rome. I made sure we had our passports. I made sure we had childcare in place for that week in September. I mean, I started putting everything in place to make sure that I was going to be on that trip to Rome. So the first thing is you have to make the decision that you're going to London, all right? The second thing is you've got to have your goal posters. You have to have your vision boards. you know, I hope that on July 1, well, actually July 2nd, right, because we got the Groundhog Day effect. We got to do the end of the year all over again on July 1. But I hope that on July 2nd, you cleaned out your office. You got rid of the clutter. You made room for all the new stuff that's going to come into your life this year. You got rid of the old goal posters. You created new goal posters. But your house has to have goal posters. You know, what are you doing to keep London in front of you every day? Well, as Angie was talking, I was making a list of some of my favorite movies that have been filmed in London or about London. And the first one that came to mind, Angie, was Bridget Jones' Diary. I mean, I'd be watching that, you know, this weekend. And then the other one that came to mind was Love Actually, with one of my favorite British actors in it, Andrew Lincoln. I love him. And then, of course, yeah, I know, the scary one, An American Werewolf in London. So I would be Googling all kinds of movies that you could sit down when you're having your downtime on a Friday night or a Saturday night and sit there with your husband and watch all these great films that were filmed in London with these fabulous British actors and actresses. So, you know, I surrounded myself with goal posters. I bought books about London. I bought travel guides about London. I mean, about Rome. Everything was about Rome. You know, my unit meeting, we would have, you know, Italian night. You know, star parties were all around the theme of the top director trip. And I was always talking to them about Circle of Excellence units, sitting on the floor, being in the top 10 in our nationals retail at the end of the year. Marilyn Welly would bring us up. We'd be in the top 10. You know, we'd be one of her top Circle of Excellence units. So you've got to have the goal posters everywhere, not just in your home, but at your unit meeting, so that your unit knows what you're going for. Number three is no off the hook. That means you cannot let yourself off the hook. You can't let anybody let you off the hook, right? When you're going for a goal like this, and especially it's your first top director trip, I mean, you're going to feel the speed bumps. I mean, you are. You're gonna be on your knees. You know, you're going to have the mountaintop experiences and the valley experiences, but you cannot let yourself off the hook. You know, there is a chart out there, and I'm sure you can find it on anybody's website, and it's a 15% increase chart, right? And it shows you 15%. If you look at it, it shows you if you wanted to do 300,000 unit club, 500,000, 650, 1 million, 2 million unit clubs. It shows you what you need to do on a monthly basis, right? Well, I studied that, and I followed it to the best ability that I could, but there were times we got behind. And there were times I looked at that month-to-month increase, and maybe it didn't happen. But I still didn't let myself off the hook, right? I was like, no, this is happening. We're going to make this happen. So, you know, one of the things that I encourage you to do is engage your family in this goal. And your husband's on board, and your kids are on board, and your parents, and, you know, your extended family's on board with this goal. Because here's what happened to me. We're working on this goal, 650,000 retail, my first year as a sales director, okay? There are times I'd be sitting there at my computer just crying, going, oh, my gosh, where is it going to come from? You all know how that feels like, right? I'm like, where is it going to come from? I'm like, we've got to, you know, we got to make this, we got to hit this number, and we're 48 hours before the end of the month, right? I remember my husband, my dear husband, you know, because your man just wants to protect you, right, walking into my office and saying to me, you know, you don't have to earn the top director trip your first year as a director. I wanted to kill him. I was like, are you kidding me? Do not let me off the hook. Get out of my office right now. You know, I don't, that's not what I need to hear. And so you have to tell them, please don't let me off the hook on this, right? Because they don't want to see you stressed. They don't want to see you in pain. They don't want to see you hurt. But every goal that's worth going for, whether it's your first Cadillac, your first unit club, this trip, national sales director, okay, there's going to be those moments, those defining moments when you can just say, yeah, you're right. I don't have to be a national sales director in 3 years. I'm going to tell you what, do not go there. It's a bad neighborhood. It's a bad street. Do not go there, all right? You are on this call this morning because you have a desire to take your unit to the next level, and the only way that you can earn a top director trip in Mary Kay is to bless less, more people. The only way that you can earn a top directorship in Mary Kay is to live to give. And so in the process of this coming year, you are going to transform into an amazing leader. Your heart is going to transform into an amazing leader. Everything about you is going to be sharpened. Your skill, your instincts, everything about you is going to be sharpened. You're going to become a better version of yourself in the next 12 months by in signing up for this goal and not letting yourself off the hook. All right, so now let's get into meats and potatoes, all right? Or what did Andy say, bangers and mash? Is that what it's called? Let's get into bangers and mash. Okay, the fourth thing is the activity level. Woo, the activity level, all right? I want to see a director that has a big goal and matches the activity level with it. Her weekly plan sheet is filled up, right? So let me tell you what that looks like. At least that's what it looked like for me in 2004, okay? A consultant in Mary Kay builds her unit with 3 to 4 skincare classes a week, right? A director builds her unit with 3 to 4 guest marketing events per week. That means you've got to look at your schedule and say, do I have enough events in place to be in enough eyeballs and ears that are hearing and seeing the marketing? This is all about how many people can you get in front of on a weekly basis that are going to hear the marketing, okay? So my days to work were always Monday, Wednesday, Saturdays. Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Saturdays. Saturdays. I have always worked on Saturdays until I became a national sales director. Saturday was the day I could knock out 3 guest marketing events. I could knock out, and Cindy, I crack her up with all these last time you were here, Cindy, I have all those little acronyms for everything. I call them she was making fun of me. I call them GMEs, guest marketing event, okay? And basically that's where, you know, 15 or more people are gathered. I get to tell them all about Mary Kay, right? So if you can do 3 of those on a Saturday, dang, you've knocked out 45 people, you know, where you have shared the marketing with. So my goal was to be in front of as many people as I could on a weekly basis. And so I had to look at my schedule, and I had to really look at it and say, you know, my weekly meeting is not enough. Yeah, they're bringing guests, but they're not bringing enough guests, right? So we put in 3 to 4 guest marketing events per week, and that was a Monday night, a Wednesday night, and then Saturday, back-to-back events, okay? The other thing is you have to really focus on the number of new agreements that are coming in. So when I look at this chart, and I can put this on my website and everybody can go look at it later, it actually shows you the snapshot of my year from July to June when we did 650,000 retail, okay? And there weren't very many months we did the average wholesale, which is 27,000 wholesale. We actually had a 19,000 wholesale month, an 18,000 wholesale month. But the average came out to 27,000 wholesale per month. You've got to focus on new agreements coming in. The average new agreements that came in this year that we did this trip was 13. Isn't that funny? Lucky 13. 13 new agreements on a monthly basis. You know, I used to hear when I was a brand new director that if you had 10 new agreements every month, you were going forward, right? I think that 10 new agreements every month is really just staying where you're at. I believe that we need to be shooting for 15 to 20 new agreements every month. And so you really got to focus on the recruiting and getting those agreements in and making sure that you're setting your goal of how many new agreements do we want this month for July. And so the average here was 13. But once you put that goal out there, if your goal is, you know, 15 new agreements this month, then you've got to go back and make sure you have the events to support the goal, right? If our goal is 15 new agreements, do we have enough things in place that we're around enough people that we can recruit from? Or are we just going to put that number out there and then not put the plan in place, right? So number of agreements is really important. And what happened with when I set that goal of, you know, how many agreements we were going to have every month, which consistently was 20. I mean, for me it was I wanted 20 new agreements every month. You know, 3 to 5 of those being my personal recruit. What happened then is I got committed to the follow-up. Because, you know, the fortune happens in the follow-up. And I got really committed to the follow-up. I was like, follow-up has got to happen, right? Because, you know, lots of people were, oh, I have to think about it, you know, and I would just let it go. And I'm like, oh, gosh, no, I got to get committed to the follow-up. All right, so you're going to have to get committed to the follow-up as well, because a lot of your blessings are going to come the next day or that evening when you make that follow-up call. Okay? All right, number five, stars, stars, stars. Now, I wish I could tell you that the year we did 650, that I became a senior director or a future executive. I wish I could tell you that. But the truth is, I had zero offspring that year because my focus was on swelling the unit and on building the unit size and focusing on the stars. I'm sure there'll be some awesome tips this year from this amazing, or the next couple weeks from these amazing nationals on building offspring and building your unit clubs, because that's what happened the next year. But this first year, we didn't have any offspring. And we still did $650,000 retail. And it was because we focused on the stars. So here's what that looked like. You know, the company says, they kind of have this formula that if you have, you know, 50 stars, your unit will do $500,000. If your unit has 35 stars, it'll do $300,000. If you have 100 stars, it'll do $1,000,000. Well, that hasn't always worked out for me, and I don't know why. If maybe the stars are too low or the chargebacks that happen, I'm really not sure. But so that this particular year, 650 year, we had 85 star consultants. Our goal was to have 20 stars every quarter. But here's how the star quarter played out. The first quarter we had 16 stars. The second quarter we had 25 stars. The third quarter we had 21 stars. And the fourth quarter, we had 25 stars. So we finished with 85 stars. The average star order was an 1,800, which if you ask me, you can't get very much with 1,800 anymore. But that was the average. So what we did is at the beginning of the seminar year, I sat down with my unit and I said, how many stars do you guys think we can have this year? And, you know, they set the goal, 85. So we set that goal. This is a very sophisticated way of tracking stars, by the way. If you know me, I'm such a simple person. I don't like to shop at Staples and get colored highlighters and notebooks and stuff like that. So we took a piece of butcher paper, just plain old butcher paper, and we wrote on the top of it 85 stars. And we hung that piece of butcher paper up at our training center every single week. And we tracked our stars for the whole year. And what happened was it created, one, a focus on the star consultants, because that was the first thing they saw when they walked in the unit meeting. And secondly, there was a lot of peer pressure to be a star. I mean, new people would come into the unit meeting, and then they'd say, what is that? What's that board for? Well, that's when you're a star, your name gets on there. And people wanted to see their name on the butcher paper. It sounds really simple. But how many people want to see their name on a brick wall, right? So the focus was on the stars. So you're going to need to focus on the stars. So we talked about unit growth and, of course, the stars. Number six is we're going to talk about systems. And number six is you want 80% of your unit ordering on a monthly basis. Now, I think the average, I want to say, I learned this in new director training, Mary Kay Ash said the average is 3% of the unit will order every month, right? You want to up that to 50% of your unit ordering every month. But even better than that is 80% of the unit ordering every month. And that's one of the things I picked up from this snapshot of the year is that 80% of my unit was ordering every single month, because when you're going for 650,000 retail and unit clubs above that, you are chasing every single order, right? I once heard a national sales director say, if you don't take that $225 order, I sure as heck would. Send them over to me. I'll take them because, you know, take 10 of those and what do you got? So every single order counts. Every single order is needed and appreciated. right? It can be the difference between someone finishing out the National Court of Sharing and someone finishing out, you know, a new Uni Club. So it is a huge difference. So you want to make sure that you're tracking this. I'm a tracker. Track numbers always grow. So some systems in place, because obviously I'm not going to call my entire unit every single month, but I do have systems in place for that. I have a virtual assistant. I have two local assistants that are here calling the unit. How can we help you? Checking in with them. I believe that it is very helpful and more effective if you will call your unit at the beginning of the month and the end of the month. Now, of course, you're going to be working with just the top five people, right, that you're pulling up into DIQ or on-target car drivers or Star Team builders. You're selecting the top five every month as the director. But everybody else needs to fall into a system so they still feel included. They still feel like you've touched them somehow, some way, without you having to, you know, literally pick up the phone and talk to them. But you've got to put your assistants in place. You've got to make sure that someone's contacting those inactive, those T status, you know, those ones that are I-11 that are about to leave your system. You know, you've got to make sure that someone is reaching out to them and getting them to reorder or just, you know, staying, keeping them close to the unit so they don't fall off, because every order counts. I always had ordering incentives on a monthly basis that started at 600 wholesale and went up. And then we had a consistency club. Believe it or not, we had a 12-month consistency club. Now, I didn't track that. My assistant was in charge of that. But if you've got people consistently ordering 225 every single month and you've got 30 of those people doing it for a year, that's a lot of production, right? And I don't want to shut you down with a lot of numbers, because a lot of this is for your systems and your and the people that handle your systems to do. So right now what I'm hearing, because I have ESP, is I'm getting a lot of, from my ESP, I'm getting a lot of, well, I don't have an assistant, I can't afford an assistant, you know, all of that. I'm going to tell you right now, the longer you wait to get an assistant, the longer it will take to get promotion. You've got to get an assistant. You can start small, you can grow into it, but you've got to get somebody else in there that's helping you be in touch with the rest of your unit while you're working with the key people. Number seven, this is another system, and it really has to do with calls. And, you know, now it's Voxer and all these other different ways that we communicate with people, and they're all great. But I did two calls a month with my unit. The first one at the beginning was a call for the entire unit. Well, both of them were for the entire unit. The first call of the month was just really painting the vision for the unit that month and recognizing people that had done extraordinary things on the call and sharing some motivational information. The second call that was usually 2 weeks later that was for the entire unit was top directors casting a vision of a Circle of Excellence unit. And so, you know, this is you stepping into your boldness. Can you imagine me being a director for only 2 months and then calling these top directors that were in the Applause magazine saying, hey, my name's Yvonne Lemon. You don't know who I am, but would you do a call for me in my unit, because we're going to earn the Circle of Excellence trip this year. Man, you do that, you better finish out the trip, okay? You're going to call these top directors. You're going to call Kim McClure and say, I want you to do a call for me because I'm earning the trip this year. I know you don't know who I am. You know, and so you put that out there, you better finish what you start. And so luckily my senior director, Nancy Ashton, is a top director. So I said, tell me all your friends, and I'll call them first. So anyway, but I had two calls a month, one that was my voice, another one that was another top director casting the vision of what it meant to be a Circle of Excellence unit. And also I asked her to do some training. Everyone benefits when you go for something big, because now your people are expanded, their thinking is expanded, they're introduced to another voice, you know, they're not just mama deaf anymore, and they get to hear from training from directors all over the country, which I think is so amazing. So we did the calls, and then, of course, I did two calls. My assistants would call the unit at the beginning of the month and the end of the month. And the script would kind of go like this. You know, our goal this year is Circle of Excellence unit, our wholesale production goal this month. My unit always knew what our production goal was for the month. It's 25,000, and, you know, how can we help you this month? What do you need? Do you have any questions? Are you enrolled in PCP? You know, things like that. I would give them a script every month on things I needed them to talk to the unit members about. And then they would ask them, what is your wholesale ordering goal this month? Okay. And, you know, Susie Q consultant might say, well, my wholesale ordering goal this month is, you know, 400. Great. We're going to put you down for 400. Immediately, my assistants would send a postcard in the mail saying, we are so excited. Thank you for your wholesale goal commitment of 400 this month. Let us know how we can help you reach your goal. So something went in writing directly to that consultant, confirming what her goal was. And then back in the office, back in the war room, there was a big sheet for the month of July with everyone's commitments on what their wholesale ordering goal was. And as they came in, we'd check them off. If we didn't see them coming in 48 hours, 72 hours before the end of the month, we'd be on the phone blowing a phone up saying, how can we help you reach your wholesale ordering goal? All of this was done with systems, okay? All right. The last thing I want to talk to you about is your personal work. Your personal work. Okay, so this year, my personal work, the 650 snapshot was I finished out the quarter sharing. I was number 5 in the quarter sharing. I was not on target for the quarter sharing in January. I wasn't even close to finishing out the quarter sharing when I went to leadership in Long Beach as a brand new sales director. But I knew if I wanted to finish out this trip, I was going to have to go find the star consultant, and directors recruit directors, right? And we recruit star consultants. So we finished out the quarter sharing. Also, personally, did 20,000 retail and personal sales, but had 2 consultants that finished out the national quarter sales. So work the courts in your unit. Work the courts. The national quarter sales, work the national quarter sharing. I know they raised the bar on the national quarter sales this year to 40,000. Imagine if you could romance that at seminar and get 5 people to run the race to finish out the national quarter sales this year. Crazy. That's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy amount of customers and production that will come from the personal work. Why do you want to do this? Well, you want to change your circle of influence. Recently was asked a question, how do I change my circle of influence? Well, you have to earn the right to be in that circle of influence. 650 is a great place to start. When you earn the top director trip, your circle of influence changes. It expands. And I was reading a book recently, and it talked about how, you know, we always hear Mary Kay, you become like the 5 people you hang around the most. But it even went one step further to say, and the 5 people that you hang around the most will have the same income level. You and the 5 people that you hang around the most will have the same income level. So when you are in the top director trip, you're in a whole different income bracket, and you get to hang around those type of women. And, of course, we know that with the financial freedom comes many choices. But your circle of influence changes, and your thinking changes, and there's an expansion there. And you'll never want to miss that again. So why do this? Because you get to change your circle of influence. You truly step into a higher level of thinking. I will tell you this. When I went to leadership in Long Beach, and we were not on target for the trip, and I was not on target for the quarter sharing, I sat in a class that Inner Circle Nationals, Kathy Helou and Debbie Moore were teaching. And it was a new director class. There was 400 people in that class. And I felt like I was at my first year of college, those big giant classes. And they said, I dare you, I double dog dare you to go home and go back into DIQ. So I did. I left there, and I said, you know what? I'm going back into DIQ. And I left leadership, and I went back. And back then, you only need 8 new people, 8 personal actives to go into DIQ. And I went back, and I got 8 personal recruits. Well, I went and got more because I actually finished out the national course sharing. And I made sure that those 8 expanded into 30 because back in those days, we had to have 30 people to finish out a unit. I know, I sound like my mom now. We had to walk 2 miles in the snow, you know, whatever, to get to school. You only need 24 now. But, yeah, we had to have 30. But I went and I finished out a whole other unit between mid-January and June 30th. And when I go back and I look at the production that came from that, and I'm going to tell you something else that came that was even a bigger blessing, I'm amazed. April was 41,000 wholesale. May was 29,000 wholesale. June was 32,000 wholesale. All of these big numbers started increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing because I went back in the field and went back into DIQ in my mindset. Now, I'm going to tell you the crazy thing that I did because I'm crazy, but I would never recommend that you do go this far. I actually went back to my unit meeting, took my sales director suit off, and became a consultant again and earned the right to go back into DIQ with the red jacket and the black blouse. Don't do that, okay? You've got a rocking suit this year. But for me, it was like, dang it, I'm making this happen, you know? And so we did that, and you know, we finished out the trip, and I remember counting to the last penny in my office when that last order went in to finish out 650,000 retail. But let me tell you the blessing that came in next year, okay? The trip was awesome. It was phenomenal. It was everything I ever dreamed it to be. But the next year, because of that work, that personal work, because of all that recruiting, we had 5 first-line sales directors. We did $1.35 million. We came into August with 7 first-line sales directors, and we were lined up for our national area. So the work you do this year, whatever you do now, is setting you up for an amazing national sales director journey. So do it because it's worth it. It's worth every interview till you lose your voice. It's worth every unit meeting that you're there in the parking lot till 11 o'clock at night talking to consultants. You know, it is worth it. It is worth it. And so the last funny thing I want to leave you with is, of course, my favorite thing about London is my favorite royal. He's my favorite bad boy royal, and that is Prince Harry. And he is on my wall here as a reminder. I actually printed a copy of him off my computer so I could look at his gorgeous face every day and remind myself how many top directors are going to come out of the Lemon National area as well as all the areas that are on this call this morning. So thank you all for being on the call this morning. I hope I've given you some nuggets and some good meat and potatoes or bangers and mash to use this coming year. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you, Yvonne. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yay, good. I always worry about this technology. Wow, I just took so many pages of notes, and I hope it's okay that I do some of the things that I starred just in case people came on later. But how you took us through your point by point, it was just awesome. But, of course, you told us to make a decision, and that is the most important thing, and then break it down. And so I have emailed all the nationals that are participating in these calls, and then they can email it on out to their areas, their directors, their DIQs that are on the calls each week. And it is a tracking sheet, London Bound, I think is the name of it. My second-line offspring, Leah Simmons, actually got it to me. I'm not sure where she got it from. But it starts with, you know, this month, July, and it's not as big as what you might think. And it actually has the various unit clubs. But, of course, you want to look at trip. You want to look at trip, and you want to shoot for that column, okay? And you want to know that, like Yvonne said, if you miss, you can, you know, make it up along the way. So I really think what Yvonne said about a tracked number grows is the absolute gospel truth. It is the absolute gospel truth. You must track it. You can't just shoot with gun, you know, what is it, a shotgun, and then draw a target around. So that was my goal. You can't do it. You have to be lasered in on it, and a tracked number does grow. Tell everybody. You will have whatever you say, Mark 11:23. Enough said about that. Get your passports. If you do not have a passport, you need to get it now. It does take time to get one anyway. I think it's like 3 months or something. I can't remember when I got my first passport, how long it took me, but it takes a while. So you need to go ahead and get that now. And, it's a little bit of money, but it's a commitment, you know, and, you know, you reap what you sow. So, you know, whenever I have to sow money, I don't worry about it because I know I'm going to reap money, and don't we? We want money, right? I mean, money answers all things, Ecclesiastes 10:19. Y'all know I'll have a scripture for it. What a fantastic idea to Google the London movies. What a fantastic idea. My personal favorite London movie is Notting Hill with Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts. There's a little bit of, in there, but it's not too bad. It's like a PG-13, and I think I fell in love with Hugh Grant on that movie, so what a great idea to do that, to go and just in your spare time, no more than one a week on a Sunday afternoon. You can't just sit and watch movies and make this happen. A guest marketing event. Now, Ivana had a question about that. You said your guests, your GMEs, what is it, BIS, butts in seats? That was one of your one of your acronyms that I like, BIS, butts in seats. And so GME, guest marketing event, you said 10 to 15 people. That's big. And for some of the units that are on this call, that may seem big. Would you say if you were a brand-new director or a DIQ, would you count a party with 5 to 6 ladies as a guest marketing event? Would you count that?
Well, yes, absolutely. I would count a skincare class that had 5 or 6 people there. That's it. Well, any skincare class is a guest marketing event. Because remember, directors, we're going in there to sell the company.
Right.
Exactly. So any skincare class. But I was going to tell you one of the ways to help your people get guests to events,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
if you have these new people coming in, they don't know any different. My
mm-hmm
script to a new person was, we have a brush clinic this Saturday, and you've got to have a guest. You'll learn how to use the brushes. So let's brainstorm on who are going to be your models this week. Well, I'm bringing so-and-so. Okay, well, let's try to bring three. Three models is really, really good. That's where you're really going to learn. So
mm-hmm
you have to, a lot of times a director might sit back and just wait and see. Do not
mm-hmm
take the wait-and-see approach this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go and get on the phone with them and say, who can you bring? Let me help you brainstorm. You don't want to miss this romance, sell the sizzle of the Saturday brush clinic so that she has 3 or 4 guests in tow on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have to intentionally make those calls with your key people, and your new people are your key people, to make sure that they have their models for Saturday morning before your unit meeting.
That's right. That's right. And just as a little idea too, that has really helped us this last couple of months since summer happened and everything to get guests to events is I have given my unit members a contest, and that is that their weekly challenge is to invite 30 people. Now, I know that sounds like a ton, but here's what I kind of give them some leeway. I tell them it can be voice to voice, face to face. It can be by text message or it can be by private Facebook message, but you must get an answer back, even if it's a no. I don't care. And they got to track it on a sheet of paper, that they invited 30 people. And I don't, like I said, I don't care how, if it's by private Facebook message or, by text or face-to-face or voice-to-voice, phone call, whatever, I don't care, just 30 people. And then you would not believe the number of guests they get. But it takes inviting a chunk of people, y'all, because it's summer. And I'll also text or email, rather, the nationals are participating, and they can send this out to you guys, an idea that we had that in a little bitty town. I'm talking, this is a little bitty town. We had 22 guests to come on a Tuesday night to this, and it was a European spa night. We called it the Mary Kay Take Me Away. You got to have something like a brush clinic, like Yvonne said, or something, unique and different. And we had the best time, and we got it all done from start to finish, marketing included with closing and everything, in 2 hours, and that was huge. And the guests loved it. So you got to have unique and fun things. But if you make an efforts-based contest to your unit members, like invite 30 people, okay, here's what happens. We invite one or two, or maybe three, and we get some, oh, gosh, I hate it, but we're leaving town, or, the dog died, the cat throwed up, the kids are sick, and we quit. We quit inviting. But when you invite the masses, you're going to get, some people there. Another thing that I did was to get a lot of guests there was I said, okay, this week I'm going to let you medal, M-E-D-A-L, medal for prizes based on number of guests that do attend. So, you've got bronze medal, silver, gold. So when you have 3 adult non-Mary Kay using guests or that are 18 or over, you can set the rules. If you want them to be 21 or over or whatever, you want them to be, qualified guests, that they're 21 and over, that they're not somebody else's customer, whatever, call them a qualified guest. You win one level of prize. if they did with three. You know, that's a bronze medal for guests. Silver was four, gold was five, and then I said whoever has the most guests over five wins one of each level, one of each of the level prizes. And that was the night we had 22 guests, so that's just an idea maybe to help you guys. But so many things I wanted to talk about here, and I'm running out of time on our call, but I just wrote down everything that you said, the stars, and fascinating that you didn't have an offspring that year. Fascinating and greatly encouraging. Greatly encouraging, because I know some of us, some directors are so focused on offspring. And, you know, well, here's what you were doing, Yvonne. You were, the company says that consultants need to focus on swelling their customer base. I don't know about that word, swelling, but anyway, swelling it, growing, cultivating your customer base. Well, as DIQs and directors, we've got to swell, grow, cultivate our unit size really before you start having those offspring, and then you'll consistently have big checks, okay? So be more focused on growing your unit size, growing those numbers, than on, you know, maybe developing directors. The director, the cream rises, Mary Kay told us that, didn't she, Yvonne? That the cream will just rise. Love your telling us you got to have an assistant, and the longer you wait, then the longer it's going to take you to get anywhere. Amen, sister. And two calls a month with your unit, love that. And changing your circle of influence. I cannot tell y'all, that is another thing that's the gospel truth. That is the God, that you really do become like the five people, even to your income level. So think about that, really. That's in the Bible. It's in the Psalms. It's called a Selah. S-E-L-A-H, when you're, you know, when there's a scripture that the Lord wants you to pause and, you know, think on that for a little bit. So that's, you know, who do you hang with? How much money do they make in a year?
That's right.
Amen. So you want to, you know, you want to join this circle of women. And you know what? Who is it? Cheryl Warfield, maybe? I can't remember, that says that the money that you make is a measure of the pleasure that you have brought into the lives of others. That's what it is. It's just about influence, like John Maxwell tells us. And so, and going home and going back into DIQ, that absolutely works. I have done that. I have tracked it. It makes a huge, huge difference. Well, I'm just, thank you again, Yvonne. We're just about out of time, and probably, you know, I would love to have everybody affirm Yvonne, but for time's sake, you know, trust me, Vaughn, you were magnificent. And what you might want to do is, how can we have them do that? Because I'm not smart technically.
You know how they can do it, Cindy, is earn the trip. That's an affirmation.
Amen.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear
yes.
this voice?
I can.
It's Kathy Hallou. It's Kathy
yes,
Hallou.
There you are, Kathy Hallou. Yes, ma'am.
And I was just going to call Yvonne Lemon. I was just going to call the company to get your cell phone number to tell you that I have been walking from my house listening to this entire call on my headset, and I have got to just tell you it's one of the best calls I've ever heard in my entire career.
Amen.
Right on the mark. Fantastic, useful information to help somebody get on the trip. You were brilliant. You were just fantastic. I just want you to know. I mean, I'm going to tell every one of my directors. First, it was optional. Now I'm going to tell them it's non-negotiable. They need to hear you. You are doing it, and I would do it the same way today if I were a director. There's not one thing I would change from what you said, and people are texting me right now in my area and saying amen. You were fabulous, my friend.
Thank
I just
you.
Want you to know you were outstanding. Cindy, she was a great first choice.
Wasn't
wow.
she? That was a God idea, too. I got to tell you, Kathy Hallou, that was a God
wow.
idea. I texted Yvonne first before I started texting the rest of y'all. And so that's the honest to God's truth. Not that I think, you know, I mean, I admire everybody, but I just thought she would be the first kickoff speaker, and kind of like putting out a fleece. I thought, if Yvonne Lemon likes this idea, I'm running with it. And Yvonne loved it. And it was just God. It was just, I just give God all the praise. I truly, truly do. And that's
well,
I'm glad you spoke
I'm
up.
I'm dying over it. My directors are texting me right now and saying, amen, incredible call, best ever. Honestly, your information is so usable, and it's so great that you did the trip in your first year, but you weren't even on target for sharing or the trip in your first 6 months. You are giving me hope to talk to my area like the old days, just like you said. Your mama talked about how she trudged through snow. We always think that we're outdated, but your information is definitely current, and it's definitely going to work. So, my friends, thank you for inspiring me, and Cindy, thanks for including me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for speaking up.
Hi, Cindy. This is Kathy Rogers-Smith, and I'm calling from Panama City Beach on vacation. And amen, and ditto, Yvonne, to everything that Kathy just said. Oh, my gosh. I stood here and cooked the most incredible breakfast, which is my love language for my family. But I have loved every minute of cooking this breakfast, listening to you. And I am going to go back and take notes and listen again, and I, like Kathy, I'm going to put the word out that it is mandatory for everybody to listen. So thank you, Yvonne. We love you so much, and thank you for just kicking this month off and this week off with just an amazing call that our directors can be empowered and can truly believe that they can do it. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, is there any other national sales director that would like to unmute *6 and affirm? I mean, really, that way we can kind of, make it more concise. Any other national? Well, while they're coming online, I want to say this. I am so tired of hearing directors or anybody saying, this is so hard, but that's going to be so hard. And the devil is a liar, okay? The devil is a liar. That's what the fox says. You know the music, the song? That's what this fox says. The devil is a liar. I want you to go to where you have to go to get this thing. And I want y'all to hear this.
That was easy.
Y'all ever heard that? The easy button? Get you an easy button. Google it. Where can I find an easy button? Get you one of these. And every time the devil says, it's just too hard, that's too hard for me to go, to go for that vision of a trip this year, the devil is a liar. It's as easy as you think. It's just making that switch in your mind, like Yvonne did as a brand new sales director. It's just making that switch. And don't speak out of your mouth, this is hard, this is hard. You'll have whatever you say. Stop saying it. This is easy. This is easy. Do you hear me?
That was easy.
It is. Easy. It's that easy. Anybody, any other national that would like to speak up?
You are so amazing. Thank you, Cindy and Kathy.
Hey, everyone. This is Kim McClure.
Yes, good morning, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
Cindy.
Hi, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Yvonne, I so remember you in Rome sitting across from me at that very first meal, and our friendship was ignited forever. And so when she talks about the relationships that you make, absolutely. And Yvonne, such a brilliant call, as everybody has already said. Strategy, just plug in. Everybody's looking for what's the formula, and you laid out the formula so totally beautiful. Directors, don't doubt, just do it. And I love, Yvonne, that you shared how those months did not look the way that chart was supposed to, but you didn't doubt. You kept right on going and kept with that focus because the miracles come at the end. And oh my gosh, I'm just so grateful that you did the work to get it done so that we could be great friends forever and ever. I love you.
And Kim, did I not tell you, I remember sitting next to you and your husband in Rome, and I'm thinking to myself, she's going to be my friend. She just doesn't know it, but I am going to be her friend. I was like, you and I are going to be friends, and I knew it. You pick your friends, right? Your friends don't pick you. But
absolutely.
I want to say something about that 15% increase chart, because this is the red flag. This is the warning. Do not be looking at April, May, and June right now, 2015. Stay focused on the first quarter of the year, July, August, September, because some of you might look at that last quarter of the year like I did and get shut down. Do not go there. Just make sure your numbers for July, August, September equal out to what they need to so you can stay on target. So.
That's right.
Thank
you
so much for having me today. You have blessed me beyond words.
You are. You guys, y'all are awesome. You're so awesome. And thank you all so much for speaking up. And thank you again, Yvonne, for your magnificence. I mean, just so magnificent. And I'm looking forward to all of our calls. Mark your calendar, guys, everybody, for the appropriate time, wherever you live, Eastern, Central, Pacific, Mountain, wherever it is you live. Mark your calendar and or get at least the playback, whatever, it'll be out there. I got a feeling these calls are going viral.
Oh, yeah.
I really, truly do. Thank you all. Go forth. Have a magnificent week. Do everything Yvonne laid out for us. Make a vision board today for 2015. That's your, you know, what am I trying to say? Your challenge for the day, no less than that. And you need to tote it, carry it to, that's tote for South carry, to your unit meeting, carry it everywhere, even carry it to your parties and show your customers. So many people are just looking for somebody to follow. You know, so many people are going through life, they don't even have a vision. And they get excited about people who do have a vision. You know, Rena Tarbit, God rest her soul, used to say, how do you know if you're a leader? Turn around and see if anybody's following you. That's how you know. So get a vision, and you'll create a following. You really do. Love y'all. Have an awesome week. Bye-bye.